Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. That championship series continues with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. It's game four tonight in Strathroy. Brian Hawley is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you, Jamie?
Doing great. Oh, man, what a series this has been. Now, the Irish are leading the series 2-1. It's game four tonight in Strathroy. But we haven't had a chance to chat. I was off last week, so let's take a look back at the past two games for this series.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we all know Stratford won game one at home, and then last weekend, game two was Friday night up in Strathroy. And they really, in game one, Stratford really shut down their big guns, Brandon Buck, Jamie McQueen, and Robbie Schramm. The big guns awoke for that game. Buck had a couple of goals. Schramm had 3 points. But Zach Weir absolutely stood on his head in the second period when the power plays were getting a little comical. The power plays ended up being 9-2 favor Strathroy. But Zach Weir, they always say, you know, your goaltender has got to be your best penalty killer. And Zach Weir really, really stepped up in the second period and killed off 2 5-on-3s. And Stratford got some depth of scoring in the third period. We got goals from guys like Stokes and Warren Gorman. You know, that depth of scoring is so important in the playoffs. And they won 6-4 in game two.
There you go, 6-4 in game two, and then they were right back at it for Saturday.
Back-to-back Saturday night at the Willie, and it was rocking. It was a great crowd. It was really exciting, and the Irish came out hard and scored a goal fairly early in the game, got a 1-0 lead, and then it was, you know, something changed there. And number one thing that changed, I thought, was the goaltending. Evan DeBrower, as I mentioned, is an absolute stud. He's widely acknowledged as the best goaltender in the Ontario Super Hockey League, but Zach Weir had been outplaying him through two games. But Evan DeBrower stood up in game three, and he said, okay, that's enough of that, and he made an absolutely phenomenal glove hand save on Zach Magwood, and that's something we're not used to. Anytime Magwood has gotten loose in the slot and let go of that nasty wrist shot, the puck has always gone in all through the playoffs, but DeBrower flashed the leather, and then emboldened by that, Strathroy ended up getting two goals, and then they, you know, turnabout being fair play, they got depth of scoring out of their players. They got goals from guys that most people never heard of, named Jay and Griffith, and so they ended up being up 2-1 after the first period. Moving into the second period, and unfortunately, this is the second time this happened in the playoffs where they just came out flat in the second period for about 5 or 6 minutes there. And Strathroy scored 3 quick goals and ended up chasing Zach Weir. And so now it was 5-1, and they salted it home the rest of the way. DeBrower was unbeatable from that point on. And we knew that was going to happen coming into the series, that eventually Evan DeBrower was going to have something to say about the outcome. And he announced his presence with authority, shall we say, in game three.
Fair enough. 5-1 decision for Strathroy. So it's game four tonight in Strathroy. What do you think the Irish need to have heading into this game tonight?
Well, pursuant to what I've been saying, you know, on this call, in that they need to get that depth of scoring. They need to get their third line guys going again too. And they kept Magwood off the board in game three. So, you know, tonight they're going to have to go in there. It's going to be packed house at the West Middlesex Memorial Center, I think it's called. And, you know, it's going to be a raucous crowd down there. They love their Jets. So Stratford's going to have to play one of those vintage road games that they have done so well at. I believe they're 5-1 on the road in these playoffs. And so this is a real opportunity for them to get a win tonight, and then they'll have the opportunity to come home to the Willie on Saturday night for the title.
All right, so what's the game time for Saturday?
Saturday's game is an early start, 6 o'clock. So those of you who are early to bettors, you're able to make this one and still be home in time for your nap. So it's a great time to start the game, to be honest with you. I like the earlier start. They used to play in the afternoon, and we like that. But they got switched to 7, and then there was 7:30 last week, so 6 o'clock is a great time to start.
I think so, especially with the Easter long weekend. There you go. So, again, it's game four tonight. Can folks still follow the game online?
Absolutely. As always, the games are available on Sporfi, S-P-O-R-F-I-E. There is a feed. I think there's a money wall in Strathroy. They call it a paywall where you have to pay to watch the game in Strathroy. But it's, in Stratford, we still televise for free because we're just happy to have you, to be honest with you. My partner, Trey Hamilton, and I will be on the call. Saturday night.
All right. So, again, it's game four tonight at Strathroy. Game five, let's wrap it up on Saturday and fill the William Allman Arena and get all the fans out to for that game. That's going to be amazing. Now, Brian, just before I let you go, we take a look at the GOJHL. Stratford Warriors, unfortunately, not able to make it to the finals, but those St. Mary's Lincolns will be taking on Chatham in the finals now.
Well, and what a series that was. The Lincolns were up 3-0 in the series and looking like the number one team that they've been all year long. And then, you know, a couple of things happened. You know, they lost a defenseman, Ryder Livermore. They lost their best defenseman through an injury in game four. And just a couple of odd bounces and what have you. And to the credit of the London Nationals, they fought their way back. Game seven was absolutely wonderful. It was a palpable atmosphere inside the PRC. The people were hanging from the rafters. I think the announced attendance was 1439, which is capacity. And St. Mary's got out to a big lead in the second period. They got up 3-1 and salted at home on the way. St. Mary's got a goal off a bad bounce to make it 3-2, and then some nervous moments at the end of the game, but they hung on. And now they're going to play that Chatham team that Stratford just played. And these two have been the 1-2 teams in goals scored all year. They've been the 1-2 team in points all year. The real difference here is the contrast between the two teams, that Chatham is a team that scores a lot but hadn't had a good penalty kill during the regular season, but they've really stepped it up in the playoffs, high 80%. And then the St. Mary's penalty kill has been awesome, as always, and they've been so tough to score on. If they can get past the injury to Livermore with their depleted defense corps, they played game five with only five defensemen. So it looks good for St. Mary's if they can come out and play their game, but it wouldn't surprise me if these games, you know, unlike the Stratford series where there were quite a few like 2-1 and 3-1 games, it wouldn't surprise me if there were, you know, results like 7-5 and even 8-6, because last time these two teams played was the last Friday of the regular season. And the final score, I think, was 8-6 for St. Mary's. Chatham can score seemingly at will, and St. Mary's can answer with three lines. So, you know, it should be a great series, good goaltending on both sides. Both teams have lots of skill up front. I think it's going to be a fantastic series, and it's just a disappointment for those of us in Perth County. We were all hoping for the Stratford-St. Mary's series. But if you can get a ticket, because they're going to sell out every night, if you can get a ticket to go out to the PRC, the atmosphere out there is just fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Brian. Yeah, it's going to be an amazing series, and it's a great time for local hockey. Stratford Fighting Irish continue their championship series. It is game four tonight in Strathroy. Game five happening a Saturday night in Stratford. We're looking forward to it. Brian Hawley with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Thanks, Brian. Have a great Easter long weekend, too.
As always, it's been a pleasure, and happy Easter to you and your family, Jamie.